This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who's Kevin McCullough? Let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who's Kevin McCullough? Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can. How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, if you missed hour one, you got to go back and get it, friends. You got to go back and get it. Leslie Stahl, I mean, come on. She's going to be on the Mount Rushmore of female journalists someday. And again, I can say that because I don't think that I'm ideologically prone towards her positions, but I have a hard time knowing that because I'm telling you, she does such a good job of, in those 60 Minutes pieces, not really putting bias in. Look, we all put bias into everything at some points. I get a feeling for where she's coming from. But in terms of the old school long form, I don't think anybody does it better on the planet. Someone who doesn't even try, but is okay with that because she was a product of the new media, which took great delight in pointing out where bias was being presented, and sometimes quite unfairly in media. She has been acclaimed as a blogger of the year for the ACU. She has worked for nearly every reputable internet web publishing company, from the townhall.coms to the hotair.coms. She is now a senior writer at thefederalist.com, which is one of my favorite publications, and she is also a CNN contributor. We are pleased and very honored to have Mary Catherine Hamm back at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Mary Catherine, welcome.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, the name of this segment is the Ladies Lounge. And we named it that because we thought, you know what, there's just no place on the radio dial where they just say, let's just amplify some of these brilliant women's voices and let them have a bigger piece of the pie. Now, I would say you're one of the few people that already kind of dominates the media scene, and you've been doing it for a really long time. So the fact that you would come on board and be with us tonight means a lot. Thanks for doing that. And happy Mother's Day to you, by the way.
Thanks very much. Yes, I'm at home, you know, both taking care of the kids and having my mom around to help me do some projects and home improvement, as you do in your weekend warrior style. And tomorrow I'll probably just be exhausted.
Well, hopefully there'll be some sweet flower or card from one of your babes.
Yes.
Let me ask you this: the kind of exposure that you went through in terms of your own life and the loss of your husband and the birth of the impending child that you were pregnant with at the time that you lost him. How has any of this changed your reflections this Mother's Day in particular, if it's not too personal of a thing to ask?
No, it's fine. I think I tend to, I'm the kind of person who doesn't really think through those things until I'm hit with them. So tomorrow my answer might be different. I also think that not being a person who, being a person who does not have anxiety about such things or like deep reflections about such things before the second they hit has actually been helpful to me over the last 18 months, because I kind of tackle problems as they come and I tackle moments as they come. And that has been exactly what I needed to do for the past 18 months as things changed very quickly.
Yeah.
And I had to really, really, really roll with the punches. I've always been a roll with the punches person. But I found out that, almost to a ridiculous degree, over the last 18 months, I think, you know, Father's Day is sometimes, I think maybe harder for us in the future.
Oh,
Mother's Day feels great because I'm here for them and I'm with them a lot. Father's Day feels like everyone else gets to celebrate something that feels very different for us. So I think Mother's Day is a nice day for us. And Father's Day, we find our own ways to remember him, but I think it will always be a tougher day.
Sure, no doubt about it. We're speaking with Mary Catherine Hamm, CNN contributor, senior editor at The Federalist. You can follow her on Twitter at MKHammer. And, yes, she has a bit of that wry wit So MK Hammer, like one of my staff came into the room. He goes, "Did you know her Twitter handle is MK Hammer?" I said, "Yeah." I said that you just have to understand Mary Catherine to really appreciate the sense of humor. And that's one of the things you've always, for some of my listeners and viewers tonight, they've never seen you. They wouldn't know that much about you. You've always tried to inject the winsome wit in the making of the argument. I mean, you're pretty brass knuckles when you need to be, but I think that you practice it as good as anybody, that sometimes honey is better than vinegar.
Yeah, I mean, that's my approach, and it doesn't work for everyone, but I can only be who I am, and that's just kind of who I am. And so I also grew up in from being in New York, I grew up in a place that I was the minority ideologically my whole life. And so if you wanted anyone to ever listen to you, then you needed to make a compelling argument, and you needed to make an argument that might not make them turn their backs and run immediately. Of course, the left in the country has gotten quite a bit more snowflakey since those times. So I'm sure that half the conversations I had as an adolescent might be, you know, hashtag problematic at this point. But, you know, I do my best to, as I say to everybody, come up with the formula for talking about politics without being a blowhard. And it's, you know, it's sometimes tough. And I think a lot of people think, too, if you're laughing about something or if you're making jokes about something, that you can't also be a serious person.
Sure.
And I think, you know, maybe it's a longer curve till people recognize that you can be a serious person while also telling a joke every now and then, especially in the politics world where, you know, serious.
I'm afraid if you don't, you lose your mind. I mean, it's a matter of survival at some point.
For sure. And that's what I argue to people. It's like, look, I cannot spend every moment, you know, at level 11. I gotta cut up sometimes. Yeah. I gotta watch stupid TV. I gotta relax with my family, and we all should. And I think that too often people look at people who do politics and say, well, your Twitter feed or your Instagram should be only the big issues. It's like, no, it should be a lot of things because I'm just a regular person.
Yeah, people have been telling me that about my microphone for a while. And you're right.
Yeah.
You don't live there. And you've got to be, if you're going to be an effective communicator. I mean, it was really fun to have Leslie Stahl on in the last hour because, like I said, I probably don't agree with her on probably anything.
Right.
But she is such a good storyteller and crafted storyteller and has been for years. Like, you got to do that to survive 26 years at 60 Minutes. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what media becomes in the days ahead, too, as we are still trying to morph our way. I mean, Trump's a whole new ball game.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, and I think the storytelling part of it is really, really important. And it's something that often the right is not great at doing.
Yeah.
We can be decent at white papers and data. We are not so good at those, at pulling the heartstrings. And sometimes those stories are manipulative, and I don't like those, but sometimes those stories are just real things that happen to real people, and they get people's attention. A great example of this is, like, I'm one of the losers on the Obamacare front, and I predicted all of the rate hikes and premium hikes and deductible hikes that would happen to my family on the individual market before it happened.
Right.
And many people said, oh, nonsense, you're just a partisan shill. None of this is going to happen under Obamacare. Look what Obama said. He said that you won't lose your plan. I've now lost four plans, three or four, and I have doubled the premiums and triple the deductible that I had on the old market. And the thing is, I talked about that for years with data and polling and all the things and making the argument against Obamacare and on behalf of those that had hurt, and no one was really listening until I just said what I just said.
Hmm.
And then everyone went, oh my gosh, really? That happened to you?
Yeah. No, I found that to be true in my own arguments about it because as a small business owner, you know, I had a plan that was expensive, but it covered everything previous to Obamacare. By the time Obamacare was done, I could barely get cataclysmic, and we've completely restructured in our own family how we view health care and how we're funding what we are terming health care to be. We're speaking with Mary Catherine Hamm. She's CNN contributor. You saw a lot of her through the elections. And you may remember her also from Fox News, a lot of very spirited debates with Juan Williams, who I I always thought you guys were such a great team. And I know that he came to your wedding, and I know that you guys still have a fond affection for each other. And I think that's great. A lot of people don't know, Mary Catherine, that in the green room, sometimes we can really go toe-to-toe, you know, in front of Megyn Kelly. And then as soon as we're done, we can walk out into the hallway and be decent to one another. And it's really quite amazing how well that works. Yeah.
It's funny, you know, Juan, I get a lot of questions. I still get tons of questions about Juan because people associate me so closely with him, which is fine with me. He's a lovely person and we're buddies. But people always say, well, how can you stand Juan Williams? And then after they ask that initial question, they go, I don't know, he seems like a pretty nice guy. I'm like, because that is what's true about Juan.
Yeah.
Juan was always an honest person to argue with and somebody who was not trying to take cheap shots, and I really loved being across from him for all those years.
You know, he paid a price.
Reasons.
He paid a price for sometimes telling the truth about where he was coming from, too. And that was where you knew you were dealing with a person of integrity. We're going to take our first break. Mary Catherine Hamm is our guest in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. And when we come back, Mary Catherine, I want to talk about a number of things. You've already kind of touched on your most recent piece at the Federalist, Obamacare and the people that it hurt. But Bill O'Reilly and the current debate around the FBI are some things that you have opinions on as well. We'll get to those.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What a little moonlight can do.
Yeah, it's Kevin McCullough. It's live from New York. If you're watching on Biz TV Coast to Coast, that's a live shot of the drizzly, miserably, Times Square, which is what we've had all day today. It's we're supposed to be in the middle of spring, right? It's 49 degrees and rain all day today. Talk about a kickoff for Mother's Day weekend. The McCullough kids were just, you know, thrilled, bouncing off the walls, driving mom nuts all day today. The 7, 4, and 2-year-old, and we'll try to make tomorrow better on some level. I hope anyway. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Our guest tonight in the ladies' lounge is Mary Catherine Hamm, who has candidly been a friend and someone that I've even done broadcasts with. Going, wait, what was the first time we did a co-host thing, Mary Catherine? Was that the Values Voters Summit like 150 years ago when they first started?
Yeah, it would have been. I don't know what year that would have been, 2006 or
something? You weren't even born yet. That's how long ago it was. But anyway, I am definitely old enough to have been doing it. But she was also with townhall.com, hotair.com, thefederalist.com is where you can read her now on a regular basis. And, of course, you can watch her on CNN where, Mary Catherine, there's been a little bit of a transformation over at the cable news network. They have started hiring a lot more conservative voices. My other good friend, Kaylee McEnany, is a regular there that speaks up for the center-right position. What do you make of where the cable wars are at right now, especially with the dethroning of one Mr. O'Reilly?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything is in flux in the strangest way, because I think the interesting thing about Donald Trump, who is, you know, ideologically sort of hard to pin down, considered right of center right now because he's a Republican, but he's a pretty populist guy, which means that can cut a lot of different ways.
O'Reilly?
And so I think, no, I'm talking about Trump.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, that's
same
true.
Same with O'Reilly, but Trump in particular, I think because of that, no one knows which jersey they're supposed to have on. Like, there are conservatives who are critical of Trump. There are conservatives who are embracing of Trump, and there's everyone on the left who is critical of Trump,
right?
But who, by the way, were very much enjoying the primary when they thought that they were just going to beat him easily. So I think it's mixed things up a lot, and I think that can be really good. In the same way that Trump can change the dynamic of things, these changing allegiances can change things in really interesting ways. I also love Tucker Carlson so much, and to see him
get in line, chick. I mean, you've got,
I know,
every woman I know on Facebook. Oh, I just love Tucker Carlson. I mean, he's always been kind of the cool nerd, right? Because the bow tie when he was at CNN, but yeah,
he's also just a lovely,
and he's killing it.
Person.
He's absolutely killing it in the 8 o'clock hour.
To me, he's one of the people, and there are a lot of people in this business who, you know, can be a bit, shall we say, abrupt, perhaps abrasive.
Right.
Tucker is a lovely person who is constantly helping other people out, who is always looking for someone who needs a second chance and trying to give them a leg up. And for that reason, it makes me feel so good to see him in that 8 p.m. slot, because he's a person who, like, deserves to be there. Like,
yeah.
I love it. I love that he's doing well. And so, yeah, I think things are a little weird in the cable news world because people don't know how to react to Trump. And it's a changing game every single day. And he's going to continue to change the game because they have to follow him, but they don't know exactly how. And they haven't for basically since he came on the scene. So you see, I think sometimes you see folks wildly swinging from, like, during the primary, for instance, giving him all this free coverage and being pretty laid back about him. And then, of course, he becomes the president, and all of a sudden it's like, well, this is a constitutional emergency.
Right.
And it's like, okay, guys, let's try to find the middle of the road. And I just try to, for my part, because I've been critical of Trump, but I'm open to a lot of the changes that he would make, and I'm, like, over the moon about Gorsuch, Justice Gorsuch. And so I just try to call them as I see them, depending on the thing that is right. happening on that day. And I try to keep my head about me because, man, there are a lot of people whose blood pressure is in real danger, and it doesn't need to be every day.
No, like, and that's the thing, even with the firing of Comey that I have found to be oddly strange, because this could happen a bazillion times in our history, and just because Trump did it and just because he decided to do it, I didn't even find his comments to Lester Holt to be at odds with you know, a normal CEO, when they're making a decision to can somebody, they may still ask for a recommendation. Usually that recommendation is asked for to see if there's anything they've overlooked, to see if they should be talked out of it. Nothing came back to him that said, yeah, your decision's wrong. Okay, I accept that recommendation, and he fires him. And trust me, I was saying he needed to be fired in December, in January, in February. I was like on a monthly round table there saying, hey, let's get this guy out. And both parties felt that way.
As were all the people who are now calling it a constitutional crisis.
Right, exactly.
It's not a constitutional crisis.
Chuck Schumer.
Like, I can have a few issues with, like, how this went down. I don't like, by the way, that he didn't get a call. Like, that, I think that calling or, like, doing it in person is the way that you should go about that.
Probably so.
But, like, look, the idea that Comey had some...
Although, sort of Mary Catherine, his job was to be investigating the president. The fact that you have no clue that this is coming, that's a little bit disturbing there.
Well, and as soon as he met them face to face, and apparently they had this dinner, that becomes a constitutional emergency.
Right, right, right.
I don't know what the right answer. But like the idea that Comey had this flawless reign at FBI is just silly. And I think many of the people on the left, in particular, who were yelling, literally yelling, "No confidence" and hashtag fire Comey for months, really look silly when they go, "Oh my gosh, well, no, I didn't actually mean that." Well, if that's the case, then you were either lying about Comey being a guy you had no confidence in, or you were just being really irresponsible and pretending you didn't have confidence in him. Because if you don't have confidence in him, why do you have confidence in him to run an investigation of Russia's interfering in the election, right? I would like that investigation to go well and to go smoothly. I am invested in the idea that we should have somebody really good in Comey's place.
Absolutely.
I'm a little more sympathetic to Comey than this is my unpopular opinion, because I think that having Trump and Hillary at the top of the tickets put him in a very bad position, where both these people had, you know, connections, or they themselves were plausibly being investigated, and that is a political hot potato.
But don't you think
FBI directors have had to deal with?
I hear that, and I even get that. But don't you think that on some level, when Clapper and the CIA and the NSA and the House Investigation Committee and the Senate Investigation Committee, and everybody keeps coming back to the table going, well, on the collusion thing, we got zip, but we're going to keep looking into this. And the whole, like, was he surveilled, was he not surveilled? Well, those FISA warrants were most likely activated on the idea that they needed to investigate this Russia thing. And from what we know of them, They found out relatively quickly that there was no there there. I mean, even in his tax returns, where there's like no investment, no contact, it was just it's been so played out. At some point, I do agree with the president on this. You just got to say enough's enough.
Right. No, this is the thing that kills me about this. And if you go on TV and have the temerity to point out, by the way, we have no proof of collusion. I just want to reiterate that. They look at you like you're crazy.
Right.
I just want to stipulate for everyone that there is no proof that this is going
None.
On. There is an investigation
Zip.
Ongoing, but we have zero proof. And by the way, it's not like anybody in the intelligence community has had any compunctions about not seeking the good.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
If they did have it, you're absolutely right.
I wonder if the goods are there, why have we not heard about it yet?
So, excellent question.
I am interested in this investigation being run well. I think the FBI is probably better than both the House
and the Senate. Mary Catherine, you're the best,
so,
and we appreciate it. And thank you so much for making time for
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
There's a very lonely shot of Times Square if you're watching Biz TV tonight. Four people with umbrellas just standing by the TKTS booth. Kind of a sad picture when you think of it. Anyway, welcome. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday night. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us. There's a Netflix documentary that hit the Netflix airwaves, only they don't broadcast over the air, so I can't call it the airwaves. I guess I should say the data paths. They hit the data paths today, a couple of days ago, actually, yesterday, the 12th. And it is called Get Me Roger Stone. Do we have a bit of the let's play a bit of the if we can fire up the trailer there. We got a touch of the trailer. I don't know. Do we have? I thought we had a touch of the trailer. Do we have a touch of the trailer? trailer would be good if we had a touch of it. Anyway, it's a very interesting documentary that traces a provocateur, self-described provocateur in the political process, and he very much embraces that. And I remember my next guest coming to me some time ago to tell me that this is, in fact, what they were working on. And immediately I was like, I hate that guy. I don't want anything to have to. Okay, so we're going to take a look at this. This is a little bit of the trailer here. Go ahead.
He loves the game. He has fun with it, and he's very good at it.
I'm an agent provocateur.
Political strategist, controversial as you can get.
An incredible capacity for treachery.
Win at all cost mentality.
When people think of Washington corruption, they think of Roger Stone.
Those who say I have no soul, those who say I have no principles, are losers. Those are bitter losers.
There's really nobody quite like Roger Stone.
The Nixon tattoo is really all you need to know about Roger.
He really pioneered negative campaign advertising.
He created the modern sleazeball.
All right, so that gives you a feel for what it's like. And today I had the chance. I was actually invited to the premiere and the debut. Today I actually had the chance to sit down and watch it all the way through. I'd not been able to do that yet. But Morgan Pekma, that filmmaker who cornered me at the Trinity Place in Lower Manhattan and said, hey, Kev, would you help us with this? I didn't really end up helping very much, but somehow my help equated to getting under the credits at the end of the movie. So for all of that, I thought, well, the least I can do is let people know that my friend Morgan's movie is out. Hello, Morgan. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Good to have you. Now, you're a filmmaker long before this. In fact, I was reading your bio today, and you've dabbled in the non-documentary world on a few occasions. And I'm guessing that with the success of this project, you're gonna push for even more. But what do you do for your day job?
I work in politics. I work in good government and try to make our government, particularly in New York State, a more transparent and populist enterprise. And, of course, I also co-host a radio show on AM 970 called Effective Radio.
Right. For my viewers and listeners in the New York area, that is The Answer, and I am heard there on Sunday or Monday through Friday afternoons in Afternoon Drive. But and Effective Radio has actually taken on a very interesting opportunity that the state of New York has that not a lot of other states do, and that is you have a regular cyclical process by which you can alter the constitution of the state of New York. And you're actually doing everything you can to make sure that convention happens here in the next little bit.
Well, yeah, that's right. You know, every 20 years in New York State, we have the option to vote whether to have a constitutional convention. And New York listeners will know, and New York viewers will know just absolutely how broken New York State government is.
Sure.
And how both parties are complicit in the corruption and dysfunction that has riddled Albany. And so the only way for the power to go back to the people and for us to have a transparent and effective government is for us to take that power into our own hands. And that's what the vehicle of the Constitutional Convention allows us to do.
And the purpose of good government should fall at the feet of both parties. I mean, Republicans and Democrats should both be interested in things like integrity, transparency, accountability, honesty. These are things that should be, you know, part and parcel to public service, but it's really not the case.
You're absolutely right. And you know how partisanship has divided this country and oftentimes blinds us to the shortcomings and the things that we don't like in our own parties. And that's one of the reasons why making this movie, Get Me Roger Stone, was so such a powerful experience for me, because although I am on the left, you know, making this movie, I spent a lot of time with people who had a very different worldview than my own, people like the president, who appears in our movie, we interviewed him, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, James O'Keefe, Arlen Specter, you know, these are all people that we sat down with in the course of the movie. Now, they didn't all make it into the final cut. But what was so instructive is that I didn't go to argue with anybody. I went to hear them out.
Morgan, hold that thought. We're going to come right back from a break because this is a very interesting conversation. We're live from New York. It's Radio Night Live.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And back at the heart of what's going on in the political process. We were talking about the brand-new documentary that's out called Get Me, Roger Stone. Morgan Peckma is the filmmaker behind this, and he joins us again tonight live. So grateful for his time. And, Morgan, you and I do come down on the opposite side of center, but, you know, it's I have found in spending time with you that reasonable conversation is a very big asset to the political crisis, and as people are thinking about whether it's the state level or the president or whoever else, your film about Roger really made me think, because I am by no means a fan of Roger Stone. I can easily be classified as a critic of him, but the film was laid out in such a thorough manner that it helped me understand not only what gave rise to him, but the very angst in America itself that he was able to read and help President Trump end up getting elected based off of, as he describes in the film, the rules as they sit. Was this your experience in making the film?
I really appreciate you saying that, Kevin. You know, what one of the things that we set out to do making this movie was to make a film that would appeal to Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, and liberals alike. Not this finger-wagging Michael Moore style, like lefty hit job, or, you know, something that's comparable from the right, like Obama's America, but a film that we could all talk about and that we could see how President Trump got into office. That's really what our movie's about, is how, first of all, Roger Stone and a lot of people hate him just like you do, Kevin, and Roger's only too
hate
happy.
Maybe
to
a bit
hated.
A bit of a big word, but yes, disagree and
like him
strongly,
like
yes,
him, find him distasteful, you name it, it has been said about Roger. But what is true about Roger is he's the very first person to put the idea into Trump's head to run for the presidency, and he spent the next 29 years doing everything he could to elect Trump, and he succeeded. And we need to understand how we got here as a nation, and that's what our movie's about. You know, it's not about like a play-by-play of the moment, but it's about what were the conditions, how did our parties change, how did our country change? You know, just a few years ago, the idea of Trump being the president was ludicrous for people both from the right and from the left. But our country had changed in a profound way that most of us didn't understand it had until we had this watershed, absolutely, earth-shattering, earth-shifting change in our country that allowed for Trump to become the president.
Well, and if you think about the presidents in recent years, you know, Obama becomes more explainable when you understand where the country was at the end of Bush. And, of course, the Clinton era gave rise to George. So it was like you can almost the country wanes and waxes, but eventually they settle on something because they're dissatisfied with where they're at. And it was very interesting to see how over the years this provocateur, this troublemaker, this guy that has gone after people that I have really admired, but he also helped get the president elected that I ended up voting for. So it was very instructive in that way. The reaction to it, you know, he talks about you in the movie when he introduces you. And by the way, I want to caution my audience, this is not family-friendly viewing. You don't want your kids watching this film. It's really perfect for adults to understand the kind of political makeup, but Stone is salty, and he's proud of it. And that was one of the things that I took away from your film, going, okay, then I'm not going to give him the satisfaction as much anymore. I'm going to be nicer to him at times, because I think you pointed out that he really loves, you know, getting down in the dirt and playing hardball.
Yeah, you know, so many of the things that Stone has made his trademarks, we've seen the repercussions and ramifications on our politics. You know, in the 70s, he created the first super PAC, and
right,
people on the left and right will agree just how toxic the infusion of money has been to our system. In the 80s, he created the first mega lobbying firm, which really created the swamp in Washington that
Trump's
that
Trump now draining.
Came, yeah, Trump came in to drain. In 2000, he was integral in shutting down the recount, which of course was one of the moments in our history that polarized us the most as a nation and really set us off into our own corners. And just in this own cycle, you know, Stone was such a part of the toxic discourse. He just absolutely viciously attacked Hillary Clinton, which people on the right may be happy about, but then he viciously attacked, you know, Ted Cruz, who I know you supported in the primary process. Yep. You know, I think it all signs point to Roger being behind the false allegations that Ted Cruz had multiple mistresses, that his father was involved in the Kennedy assassinations. I mean, these were all things that essentially Roger leaked to the National Enquirer to undermine Ted Cruz as a candidate. And that toxic discourse that all of us despise, this is something that has been Roger's stock and trade since Watergate.
Yeah, and that's what he's so we're talking about the documentary Get Me Roger Stone, and it is out now on Netflix. And I will tell you, Morgan, in terms of the polish on this, I mean, you're in Rick Burns territory in terms of the slickness of the production. Really, really, really well done, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
In just the last couple of seconds we got here, what do you make of the, I don't know, the Trump effect, now that he made it, now that everybody, and you see the Fox News and CNN, we just had Mary Catherine Hamm on, everybody's in total, like, almost panic at how things are changing, and you've got lineups at the cable news network. You know, CNN's hiring more conservatives, and there's a fear that Fox is going to become, you know, much more liberal because the Murdoch sons don't kind of share the father's taste. And this is all, I think, attributable to the idea that Donald Trump has changed things.
Yeah, you know, I think that we are at a point where we have to figure out how we can come together as a nation and where we can understand the other side better. So I think that at pollinating our, you know, our media with more voices from the other side, that's certainly positive. But, you know, what really concerns me, and I really saw this closely in making the movie, is that Roger Stone is interested in politics. He's not interested in governance. And Donald Trump put forward some very powerful arguments to become the president, but what we haven't seen yet is the acumen to really effectively govern. And that's something that people on the left and the right should both be concerned with. You know, the Republicans and Democrats who have taken the White House have always gotten the best people that they could.
Morgan, on that note, I'm going to have to, the computer's going to cut us off, but thank you so much. Okay. Great job.
Thank
congratulations. And Kevin McCullough with you.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Glad you're with us. Thank you for joining us from the Balance of Nature Studios, where you too can try fruits and veggies for 60 days for free. They will even throw in shipping. The fruits and veggies are making a difference in people's lives. They are helping extend the quality of life. They're helping correct disease. They had me on back on the trail. Literally 36 hours from the worst flu I'd ever gotten, and Doc Howard showed me that the power slamming of them was the secret. Your body responds to natural fruits and vegetables, and that's all that's in these. There's no fillers. There's no fake stuff. So get 10 servings in every capsule. Details on how to get 2 free months when you call 1-800-246-8751, promo code KMC. Let's go to Frank, who's in Iowa tonight. Hello, Frank. Frank in Iowa, line 2. Are you there? I'm the lover who
sees. Hello, hello.
Yeah, Frank, are you there? Line 2. Are we using line 2? Okay. Put him back on hold. Let's go to line 1. Walt in Pennsylvania. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
Real quickly, what's your thought?
Well, Kevin, now that you had Leslie Stahl on, I'd like to see you get some big-name conservative women on, like Ann Coulter.
I'm not going to have Ann on my show. And there's a reason. No, yeah. And thank you for suggesting it. Here's why. I don't want to participate in the bomb throwing. I'm done with that. I used to have Ann all the time. I want to have constructive conversations as best we can. And Leslie is not a hardened leftist. I don't know where she stands. I think I do. But she tries to do things quite fairly. And considering the great number of fantastic conservative women I have in the second hour of this broadcast every single week, I don't even understand the request. I mean, I got Carol Markowitz and Alicia Krauss and Mary Catherine Hamm and Kayleigh McEnany and Gina Loudon. And, I mean, the cream of the crop. It's just, yeah, okay. Done there. Did we lose Frank from Des Moines? He's still there. Let's try him again. Frank in Des Moines, are you there? Okay, I hear Frank breathing, but I don't hear it. So put him on hold. Oh, and find out what's going on there. Anyway, okay, glad you're with us. And I want to say thank you to Mike Lindell and the MyPillow family because they help bring this broadcast to you every single week. And they are willing to give you 2 pillows for free when you buy 2 if you use my phone number, 1-800-506-2641. You're going to get Mike's 4-pack, which is buy 2 pillows, get 2 for free. Use my promo code KMC when you call, 1-800-506-2641. But why should you buy them? Well, Dr. Gina Loudon contacted me this week, and she said, Kev, I'm thinking about getting new pillows. You've been telling me about the MyPillow forever. She said, I'm going to get it. She got it. You know what? She loves it. And she's gonna brag about it even more so the next time she's with us. But just another satisfied customer. Get the 4-pack for 50% off. 800 506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. And friends, that's it. We what a power-packed show. Thanks to Morgan, Mary Catherine, and Leslie. We'll see you next week.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.